Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great Peterman, coming at you. And today, we got good old Canada in the house. We have a very, very special guest on the line, Mr. Mike Sherrard. What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing great, man. How you been?
I'm super pumped, man. Super excited to be on here with you and so to chat, because we've got some similarities, and I think it's about time we map some stuff out.
Heck yeah, bro. I'm definitely excited for the value that you're about to drop for the audience today. Mike is a very dear friend of mine, to say the least. Mike Sherrard, he's a 26-year-old real estate agent and entrepreneur living in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. After quitting his job as a mechanical engineer 2 years ago in 2017, Mike saw a void in the local real estate industry in Calgary and went after an opportunity to capitalize on leveraging social media to build a business. Within his first year as a realtor, he went from not having an Instagram account to being ranked number 27 as a realtor on social media in the world. Yes, you heard me right, the world. Behind the cast of Million Dollar Listing, he was featured on some of the top real estate podcasts and channels on YouTube, as well as a top producer at his brokerage. He's since made over six figures using Instagram and Facebook ads as a real estate agent, and also got 50% of his listings just from door knocking. He's since launched a personal branding agency called Pivotal Hype with the intent of helping others achieve similar results by building their brand and leveraging the power of social media. Also, for those of you who might not be aware of Mike's brand, he's also known as the Purple Realtor. He's got his little, you know, purple BMW. I love watching that, Mike.
Yeah, man, thanks. It's been quite a journey with that for sure.
Yeah, brother. But yeah, man, kind of break it down a little bit more, you know, with the story. Of course, I know that was just kind of the highlight reel, to say the least. I know there's a lot more, you know, ins and outs of your life, but yeah, just kind of fill us in, brother, how you grew up and everything.
Yeah, man. So, you know, long story short, grew up in a really well family, and, you know, we were middle class, we were doing well, and it wasn't like we were poor, but we didn't have all kinds of you know, disposable income, so we were doing okay. We started off really poor, but my parents hustled and made some pretty great things happen for us, so truly blessed and very admirable for them. But, you know, fast forwarding to my university years, my goal growing up was always to, you know, climb that corporate ladder. I saw that my dad, my uncles, everyone in my family were engineers. So I figured that was my route to success, to, you know, work for the same companies as them and try and climb the corporate ladder. And, you know, I took 2 degrees in 3 years at university. I took mechanical engineering, and I took something called technology management and entrepreneurship. And in my last year of university, I started reading books. So I started reading things like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich. And, you know, just by opening my mind to some of these other possibilities in life, it completely changed my course of action. I realized that, you know, there's something bigger out there for me, and I'm meant to do something more than climb that corporate ladder and hope to be one of many. So I graduated. I started working as an engineer. And a year and a half into engineering, I got pegged as a top employee of 60,000 at the company I was working at. So I was doing really well, climbed up to into management and was helping out there. And when you get pegged as these top up and coming employees, you get to sit down with all the top managers, and they get to say, you know, Mike, where do you want to go within the company? We want to help fast track that and get you there as soon as possible. And I love dealing with people. I love you know, marketing and things like that. So I said, you know, I want to get into oil and gas sales. And I remember this so vividly. They said, you know what? No problem. We can make sure we get you there. You're just going to have to do 5 to 7 years of technical work. And 2 weeks later, I quit because I wasn't going to sit behind a computer for 5 to 7 years. And that was on the fast track route with management help. So, you know, a lot, you know, around the same time as those conversations happening, I was buying my first house. I was 24 years old. I was buying a house, and I saw what the real estate agents were doing here, which was essentially nothing. the agents here, you know, up here in Canada, we're usually lagging about a year or two behind what you guys are doing down there in the States. So there was no agents on social media. And even though I wasn't on social media, I realized that that was a very relevant trend going on in the States. And I saw the quality of what these people were doing to get paid what they were getting paid. So I said, you know, I needed to channel my energy somewhere, because when I was in engineering, I was the man who chases two rabbits, catches none. I was trying all these different startups. I was being decent at many things and not excellent at one thing. And I realized there's a void in real estate here in Calgary that I could capitalize on in 2017. So that's what I did. I got my license, and then from there, the rest is history, man.
Man, you said 2017.
Yeah, started less than 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago, April 1st.
Man, and you ranked number 27 in the world on Instagram. That is remarkable.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. You know, it's not like me either. Mm-hmm. And I realized this because, you know, you get these Facebook flashbacks, and 6 years ago, it showed a post of me saying, basically making fun of everyone who's taking selfies. That was my status 6 years ago. And now I'm that guy taking selfies. And it's crazy to see how things change, man. And honestly, it was a hard transition because my friends didn't know me as that guy to be on social media. Mm-hmm. So I actually lost quite a few, you know, people that I thought would support me in that early journey because they thought I was changing. And, you know, I was maybe changing, but it was very much for the better. So that was a hard transitional period into the entrepreneurial space, the land of the unknown that not a lot of people understood, but I had to dive, you know, 2 feet into. And even though some people were, you know, left behind, I feel like I'm in a better place now than I ever have been. And the people around me are more supportive than I could ever ask for.
No, absolutely. It was like that time you grew out of that time, and that's what molded you into what you are today. Like, man, that's
exactly.
I'm curious, Mike. You know, growing up in school, did you perform well? Were you like a straight A student? How'd you do in school?
Yeah, man. So school is really interesting. I did well in school. I was kind of like, it was never the 99s, but I was usually floating around 85 to 95%. So I was in the upper tier, but not naturally smart. So everything that I've ever done has come by brutal and honest force. And I've always had to put in the extra mile. I've always had to reread things 3, 4, 5 times in order for me to understand them. So I was, you know, my sister and a lot of my cousins are very gifted in being able to remember everything after they've read it once. And I'm very much not like that. So I've had to, you know, put in a little bit of extra effort. And that's why even the door knocking, everything I've done to build what I've built today has been just nose to the grind and putting in the extra hours that others seemingly aren't willing to do.
No, straight up. It's funny. I was curious about that because I was the same exact way. Like, even, I mean, I didn't have the highest of grades in school. I typically was a BC student. And one of the biggest struggles for me was just math, man.
Yeah.
Dude, math was so, was it tough for you or?
No, math was a strong suit for me because I was in engineering, but that kind of led to a quick demise because, you know, it was my engineering career was my own ignorance in the sense that, you know, I'm a car guy and my idea of being a mechanical engineer was like working in a wind tunnel, designing Lamborghinis and Ferraris and cool things like that in aerodynamics. But, you know, reality set in and that you're dragging and dropping pumps on the software. So, you know, I realized quickly that my ideal situation wasn't matching up quite with reality.
Nah, I gotcha. That makes sense for sure. Let me kind of transition a little bit into the, you know, the business. Cause, man, I still can't believe 2017, like, is when you first started, you know, doing real estate. And it's 2019, and to see where you've come now, I mean, that's just remarkable, bro. Like, that's incredible, seriously. So I guess, you know, for somebody that's starting out, right, maybe they're in Canada, maybe they're in the United States, maybe they're all the way in Australia or something, right? What is, you know, some big things that you can kind of recommend for somebody that doesn't really have much, right? They don't come from much. They basically, you know, they just got their license, or maybe they're just going to get their license, but they want to succeed, right? They hear, you know, yourself and the success that you've had. They look at the Ryan Serhants, the Altman brothers, right? They look at these big time names and they're like, man, I want to be just like that. You know, they're dreaming, they're visualizing, but it's still just, it's not working, right? But what, from your experience, can you give to somebody starting out that's listening today, I guess?
Definitely, man. You know, what I do like about the path that I took is everything was free, in the sense that even when I got started, I didn't have a whole lot of money, to be completely honest. So, you know, I was young, I was 24. I was not from this city. I had no sphere. My friends were old enough to buy. So I was truly starting with nothing and no money. And, you know, that's why I realized the two things that I really would forever recommend is social media and prospecting. But going a level deeper is finding out which social media platform and which method of prospecting resonates with your personality. Because for me, I realized that, you know, I can deal well with thinking on my feet, I can deal well with communication, and I'm doing very well in person. So door knocking for me was fantastic because I can usually build up a pretty quick and positive relationship with someone instantly if I can get in front of them and I can just, you know, show up with a smile, say my script, get a little bit creative, and put the boots on the ground. But for some people that prefer maybe a podcast over video, they maybe prefer cold calling over door knocking. So, you know, finding the method of prospecting that works for you, even if open houses or whatever you can do. But the best thing you can do is, once you've identified that, be as consistent as humanly possible. Because where a lot of entrepreneurs and realtors fail is consistency because of lack of accountability. When you're in, you know, a corporate job or you're an employee of some sort, you have a lot of accountability, because if you don't do what you're supposed to, then, you know, you've got a boss coming down, wringing your neck, saying, why didn't you get this done? But when you're self-employed, or as I like to say, unemployed, then if you don't do what you're supposed to, nobody knows otherwise. Because, you know, you're here in your home office and no one knows if you didn't go out and knock or call or network or do what you're supposed to be doing. So the consistency is the key 100% to success, and understanding that with things like prospecting, it's a game of patience and persistence. And it's not a quick return. It's not, you know, something you're going to get instant results, but it's a great learning tool for understanding failure and learning the patience and persistence aspect of growing a business. And then, as you and I both know, Nate, you know, social media is an amazing way to get in front of people in a free manner, very effective, very targeted, and it gives people an opportunity to like, know, and trust you. And I have a lot of new agents that come up and chat with me and say, Mike, you know, how am I going to win against these people that have budgets that are going to be more per month than what I'm going to make in the next 2 years? What do I do? And the best way to do it is to build your brand on social media, because that's the quickest and most effective way for people to get to know the real you in a transparent, authentic, and vulnerable way. So if you're able to do that and build a true relationship with people online instead of just force feeding them with marketing ads, then they're likely going to come to you over the person with the budget. So largely, if you're starting out and it's free, which it very much is, you know, find a method of prospecting, find a method of social media channel, and double down hardcore on both and just be consistent as possible.
Straight up, man. Yeah, we could talk about that forever too, man, for real. Like, just, I mean, you could do a whole consultation on here, you know, like just about the personal brand and the personality. Like I tell, you know, whether it's agents or just, you know, people all the time that are looking to level up, I'm like, you got to put yourself out there. You know, a lot of people, they want success, but, you know, they ain't willing to put their face in front of the camera. You know, I mean, yeah. you look at Geico. When you think of Geico, personally, myself, I don't think about insurance. I think about a gecko. You know, I think about that 100%. little green thing that just is, all right, guys, you know, like he's in that Australian accent. And that's what makes Geico Geico, and look how successful they've been. So I guess, let me ask you this, Mike. So let's say social media didn't exist. You know, let's say 2 years ago, whenever you started real estate and, you know, building a personal brand, it wasn't as easy and you just couldn't necessarily do it. Do you think you would be, I wouldn't say, you know, as successful, but do you think that it would have been a little bit more harder to get to where you're at today?
I definitely do, man. I think, you know, it's interesting, and I'm always very honest with things like this, is that it's a coming with the times, right? You know, we have We have different seminars up here in Calgary where we have top agents speak. And, you know, recently a top agent spoke where she got started back in the 80s. And, you know, back there, it was a time of direct mail and it was a time of, you know, the open houses and things like that. But certain things worked back then better than they did now. And they leveraged and they squeezed the lemonade juice as much as possible and truly leveraged what was relevant. For me, I'm just trying to always leverage what is relevant. And right now it's social media. So it definitely would have made it more difficult to, you know, make these international connections and put myself out there on a much more lenient budget and brand myself in the way I have. But we're in a blessed time where that's not going anywhere for the next little while. So I think it's exciting knowing that this is going to be something people can leverage going forward. And I just had to look around and say, what is the best use of my time and how can I maximize what I've got as tools for my budget right now?
Absolutely. To any agents that might be listening, what, you know, with Instagram in particular, because I mean, you and I, we both talk with a lot of agents and I think we both can agree a lot of them, they just don't know how to use Instagram. You know, they just don't know how to use social media. And whenever, you know, you talk about it, it's kind of like science to them. So what are some, besides, of course, getting Instagram and already having it and already having an account set up, what are some things that you recommend that, you know, an agent or maybe just an entrepreneur can start out to really just leverage their brand? That way they can become more known within, like, you know, the first things first, their local area. And then, of course, you know, branching out one by one.
Certainly. Well, we'll tap real estate agents first and then we'll get into entrepreneurs. You know, this is a really interesting one because it is a conversation that you and I have quite frequently with our clients and with people that reach out to us. But the answer is the same every single time. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of real estate agents feel like they need to recreate a Homes and Land magazine where they just post photos of listings and things like that. But unfortunately, as we know, we're in a person-to-person business, right, Nate? And people work with people. They don't work with a photo of a house. They don't work with a quote. They work with you. And a lot of real estate agents reach out to me and I ask them, why did you get into real estate? And they tell me they love working with people. They love helping people. They're a problem solver. They've got these good motives and they've got such a strong mission. Yet when you go to their social channels, that is never portrayed. All it is photos that they've reposted or copied or whatever. So that gets lost. And when that gets lost, they become one of many, not one of one. And that's where they get grouped amongst the rest of, you know, the agents who have the stigma of being salesy and all kinds of stuff like that. You know, the goal of social media is to get people to like, know, and trust you. And where that comes from is being authentic, being transparent, and being vulnerable. So those six things are what you need to think about when you're creating your channels is, one, are you posting stuff that if you came across that, would you follow yourself? And two, are you giving people an insight as to who you are as a person and why you would be the best person to work with? Because, you know, for me, I truly believe that every single person has a gift. And whether that gift is a contagious laugh or, you know, bright red hair or you're motivating or you're funny or whatever you've got going on, every single person has a gift. And it's basically coming down to exploiting that gift to attract people and resonate with them on your social channels. So, you know, you can do posts at open houses and at a new listing, but make sure you're in the photo and make sure that in the caption, you're creating something that does excite engagement and it does create some entertainment on some sort of level that ties in directly with that gift that you have and that you're sharing with people. So a lot of people just need to understand that they are building their brand and that they need to make sure that they're using this to the optimal potential. And entrepreneurs, it comes down to the same thing, man. It comes down to being real. You know, one of the biggest things that I did in social media is being authentic in the way of showing when things weren't going well. Or one of my highest converting Instagram stories was 5 minutes before going into a listing presentation on a multi-million dollar listing up against the number one agent in my city. And I told people on my story, listen, I'm the underdog. I've never got a house like this. Probably going to lose. I've got all forces working against me, but I'm going to let you guys know what happens. And even though I got the listing, which was amazing, people resonated with the fact that in real time, I was telling them, you know, this is what I'm up against. I wasn't telling them that's what I was up against after I won the listing and all was good. I was being real with them and let them know this might not go as planned. So people need to open up. They need to be okay with being vulnerable and understand that, that there is a risk associated with that, but the upside is way bigger.
Mm. So how'd it go? Like the, with you going up against the number one, like,
It was good. I ended up getting the listing and we have it. We did an amazing video for it. But basically, you know, there's all kinds of ways where new agents can beat agents with that experience because we can hustle more. We can divert more attention to specific things. And it doesn't become just another number in the queue. It becomes something that we're, you know, we're very excited about and it becomes a huge passion project for us. So there's lots of different things that we can do to beat these other agents. Even if you're brand new in the business. And I was really excited to get that listing and it was a big win for sure.
Heck yeah, brother. No, that's amazing. And everything that you said, I mean, I completely resonate with myself because it's like people, they don't want just a catalog. You know what I mean? Exactly. We're not, like you said, we're not living in the 80s. We're not living in the 90s. I mean, it's doggone it. It's almost 2020. You know, like, I mean, when I think of 2020, I think of, for some reason, the Jetsons and just, you know, into the future. Like, it's amazing, you know, what technology can really just transform itself into and the different tools and the resources. Like, I look at Zoom and how, you know, you're in Calgary and I'm in, you know, Farmville, Pennsylvania, you know, like where there's Mennonites and Amish out here, you know, like it's amazing just seeing how we're able to communicate one another, how, you know, people, like you said, can even get connected, you know, halfway across the world, all the way across the world, you know, maybe at the North Pole. Like, it's just amazing. And it really just comes down to, you know, how you leverage it at the end of the day too, especially when it comes to business. And even myself starting out, like I remember being young, you know, I of course wanted to have all the nice things, right? I think we all go through that phase. And then I realized, like, cause I mean, I'm 22 right now. I realized, man, that's just material. Like, you don't need materialistic items. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, having a nice car is great. You know, it's definitely on the bucket list. You know, having a nice watch is amazing, but it's like, you know, it's even more amazing, you know, seeing somebody smile after the impact that you, you know, gave them, right? Inspiring somebody, you know, truly lifting them up and making their day absolutely incredible whenever they might have been at their lowest of lows. And I just think that's something else, you know, just with having a personal brand, with what you can really do. I mean, I look at you, Mike, and the people that you inspire, not just agents, and it's incredible, bro, because you truly have people that look up to you. I mean, of course I have people that look up to me, and it's amazing because we are that, you know, light, we're that hope that these people look up to every single day when they feel as if, man, can I knock on one more door? You know, can I really go talk to that person? Like, they just, the confidence might not be there, but when they look at Mike Sherrard, when they look at exactly what it is that he's doing day in and day out, that's what they flock to. And I'm just, I mean, it's incredible just seeing your journey, bro. So let me kind of ask you this, because I knew, you know, we were talking about, you know, the number one agent, right, that was in Calgary. Let's talk about the veteranship of that, right? So somebody that's starting out, they might be in your shoes, right, where they're going against the number one agent or maybe the number two, number four, somebody that's ahead of them. How can they basically, of course, also within mind, the personal brand, how can they kind of have a little bit of leeway over them to basically, you know, outdo them, I guess you can say.
Definitely, man. There's a couple of different options that I'd love to speak on with this because it's happened time and time again. And, you know, I haven't won every single listing presentation that I've gone up against, but the only ones that I've lost have been where the sellers had some sort of connection with the other agent that I was up against prior to us going together. So I've actually won every, you know, multiple listing presentation that I've gone up against where it's completely unbiased, which is exciting, but it again comes down to you knowing your strengths and being able to communicate that. Because for me, my biggest strength has been quality and marketing. So here in Calgary, again, there's a lot of agents that, because it's you know, we're in the worst market we've had in 25 years. We're on our fifth year of recession right now. 27% of listings are selling. So a lot of people are going in with the mentality that, hey, if only 27% of listings are selling, why should I invest much money into listing a property that has a high chance of not selling and me not making any money? And I think about it from the opposite, that I'm building more portfolio. And even if it doesn't sell, I've still got something to leverage in terms of quality. So what I've done and what every agent can do is invest in the quality of their work. So for me, I do twilight photos regardless of price, whether it's 100,000, 1 million, 10 million. I do the same style of, again, photos and marketing content for every single person. And that leads me into the next thing, is the marketing. You know, a lot of these agents that are at the top of their game, two things happen with them time and time again, Nate. Either one, they're behind the times and they just do the old school flyers and things like that and just listed, just sold. So basically their method of business is to pump and dump on the MLS. They upload it to the MLS and it becomes a sitting duck. Whereas you, as a new agent that understands, you know, relevant and trending technology, if you're able to explain to a seller that not only do you do that, but in addition, you in front of 3,000 to 5,000 people per day more every single day by marketing it creatively on Facebook, then they appreciate that exposure and they know that now you've just one up the other person. And oftentimes with these top agents, man, they have agents working under them and you're never even going to see the top agent. So again, I just tell them that at the end of the day, you're probably not going to see that guy that you're seeing on the billboard, and you're going to get one of their minions that there's a high turnover rate. They're depending on business because they don't know how to go out and fend for themselves. So there's all kinds of neat opportunities that you can do to leverage. But the biggest thing for me, I tell them time and time again, is focus on your quality and make sure that you stand out above and beyond the rest and find out creative ways to market. Because if you can explain to a seller that you can get more eyes on their home around the clock than any other agent that they're going to interview, there's no reason for them not to consider having you list their property.
Wow. No, that's deep. Especially, you know, if you do it in that confident way as well, like that, oh my gosh, that tonality is everything too. So like with billboards, they're not as effective as what they were before, right?
Certainly not, man. And it's crazy, you know, not to throw any shade, but there's an agent here in Calgary and he's got the biggest team, but also has the highest turnover. And he has some crazy billboards. I'm not going to lie. He's got one literally that takes up the entire side of our international airport. It's massive. And he has every billboard leading from downtown to the airport, everything. But the funny thing is a lot of feedback from the general public is that they really find it distasteful. And it definitely, you know, I can't lie, it would help with brand awareness and everyone does know the name. But here's what I like to talk about, Nate, is the difference between top of mind and top of mind preference. And the difference between that, if you think of top of mind, if I ask you, you know, what do you think about when I say pop or soda? You might think Coca-Cola or Pepsi, which would be top of mind. But top of preference would be your favorite might be Fanta or root beer or Sprite or something that's not top of mind, but it's your top of preference. And that's what agents need to understand, is that there could be other agents that are top of mind, but they're not going to be the agent that they're going to call the list or house. That's going to be the one that's top of preference. And you don't need the biggest budget to be top of preference. You don't need to be the one that's on the side of every building to be top of preference. What you need to do is to put yourself out there in a creative and authentic way.
That's so true. Because it's like, even if you're, you know, the top of mind, a reputation might not be up there. You know, like everybody knows your name, but it's like, okay, well, you got this all over the news. You know, this is their type of PR that they have. Their press is not the best. And I know what you mean about that. I can definitely think of some just companies and people that I've seen not necessarily do so well in business, and they don't come up for the right reasons compared to what they used to. But that's crazy. So it takes up the whole airport thing pretty much. Holy cow. I can only imagine what a company's spending on that. And the funny thing is they've probably hear what the people are saying, but I feel like the ego is too big to ignore it. You know what I mean? To take it down.
Big time, right? So yeah, it is what it is, but I think it's exciting because it does give us an opportunity. You know, the amount of the money they're spending on those, if you reinvest that into online marketing, which is way more targeted and way more personal, through video content and true content marketing, you can be miles ahead of what other people are doing by trying to, you know, maintain that old school status.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree with that. Let's talk about Facebook a little bit, like with the advertising, because I know you've done really well with Facebook and of course, Instagram ads. Did you take any courses? Was there a secret formula? Do you run your ads? Like, to talk to us a little bit about, you know, the process that you go about and just kind of, you know, how you've seen so much success with it.
Certainly. Yeah. So no, unfortunately, you know, I never ended up taking any courses on Facebook ads. Everything from Instagram and Facebook was self-taught, based on things like YouTube videos and Google and, you know, everything that we've got for free at our disposal. But, basically, man, Facebook ads has been a goldmine for me. It helped me gain my reach and it's helped me get so many listings and things like that for this one simple reason. I approach it differently than most agents. So here's the problem, Nate, is most agents, they run Facebook ads or any social media ad for that matter from their perspective. What would they like to see as an agent? So they run a just listed, a just sold, free home evaluation, things that they think are valuable. But the unfortunate part is the general public doesn't think that's valuable, because when a property is just listed, anybody can go on realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, whatever, and see it. When a property is just sold, some people think that's boasting. And a free home evaluation, no one's ever had to pay for a home evaluation in the history of real estate. So that doesn't add value to anybody, but they think it's valuable because it's what they would like to see. The way that I've succeeded so much on Facebook advertising is I take my realtor hat off and I think from the public's perspective and I think, would I click on this ad and is this adding value to my life? So I have a flip and I flip the script on every single ad that other agents are running in order to find ways to provide value to the general public. So, you know, a flip on a just listed, is it coming soon? So 2 weeks before the property gets listed, you run an ad saying this is coming to market. What does that do? That gives people an exclusive opportunity to get in and see a property before they know the details, before the rest of the public sees it. So now you're a gatekeeper of information and that's value to them, because if they're looking for a home in that community and it's not listed and the public can't get to it, you are giving them a head start. That's valuable. Instead of it just sold, what I do time and time again is I create a PDF that is templated for me, but it's why our properties sell quicker for more money because of our creative marketing strategy. So I'll do a sold advertising, but I'll say how it sold. I'll say, you know, download this free PDF and we can tell you how we got top dollar in the least amount of time. And I always just try and come up with different ways that would provide value to the general public and thinking from their perspective and how can I help them, not how can I push out content that I think would be important but others don't really care about. So that's the biggest thing, man, is flipping the script and putting yourself in their shoes and saying, how can you help them? How can you give back? How can you add value? And when you start thinking about that, that's when things really start to explode. And, you know, we've got some creative, you know, targeting techniques and things like that. So I'm actually just working on my own Facebook course right now to put out there at the end of March. But I'm excited, man. It's a really good opportunity for new agents, especially with a small amount of money. But you need to think from their perspective and not your own.
No, that's deep. I think that applies very much so, not just within the ad space, but just within life too. Like people, they think a lot about, hey man, if you think about just yourself, you got to read The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins first off. But the perspective, the shift that, you know, one can have when you really think about the other person and, you know, the other potential buyers or the other potential clients, I mean, it's huge, because then you put yourself in you're in your box, and then you put yourself, you basically take yourself out of your body and you put yourself into their body. And it's like, if you can do that, I mean, it's not easy. You feel me? Like it takes, you know, some time to actually fully, I wouldn't even say master, but just to grasp that concept. And man, if you can grasp that concept, man, I mean, you'll be looking like Mike Sherrard over here, killing it. That's amazing, bro. No, for real. Like, just seeing, you know, how you've dominated social media, man, like it's inspiring, for real. So I guess, how old are you again, Mike?
Right now, man, 26.
26. Man, 4 years. That's crazy. I'm 22. You're 26. So what's I mean, sure, I'm sure you got lots of goals, you know, for these next, you know, few years. I mean, with what you've accomplished so far, like, I mean, what's next? You know, what's next in Mike's life? I know you just launched, you know, your agency. Definitely love to hear you talk about that a little bit more. I'm sure the audience would as well, you know, once they look at your Instagram and things, if they haven't already seen. So I'm sure they're going to, of course, want to, you know, see what you're all about. So, man, tell us more about, you know, Pivotal Hype and what's going on with that.
Yeah, man, some exciting stuff in the works. I'm, you know, I couldn't be more thrilled about life right now, and I'm really excited about the direction things are going. Yeah, so Pivotal Hype, personal branding agency. And again, this is where I found a lot of people were falling short, where, you know, right now the one service we're offering is for Instagram, but we're expanding much larger than that, because unfortunately, a lot of people that talk about personal branding tell you that it's your following, but it couldn't be further from the truth. There's so much more to a brand than just following, because if you've got 100,000 followers and none of them are going to buy your product, use your service, that's a useless brand. That's not a brand. So it's not one specific platform either. It's having consistency and congruency amongst all social platforms and having that brand carry through offline as well. So basically, we're building a personal brand agency where we're trying to provide the right value from a proven source that has practiced what we're preaching, because there's so many sources out there and a lot of people are trying to teach based on theory and they haven't actually done it. So we're trying to come in and be the people that have done it. We're doing it the right way and we're building out something that will stand the test of time for people that are building their personal brand. You know, I just partnered with my first ever business partner. We're going 50-50 on three businesses that we're launching in March. So we have Pivotal Hype. We actually have sort of an agency that's specific to real estate agents. And then we're building out another agency that's going to service both Pivotal Hype and the Real Estate Hub. So, yeah, man, basically the goal going forward is to provide value. I realized that, just like you talked to earlier about making an impact on someone's life, there's so many people out there that are willing and eager to learn and to achieve success, but they don't know where to get the right information from. And they're going to multiple sources that are telling them different things. And there's a huge dilution of quality out there. So right now, you know, my biggest thing is to try and revamp that and to give people the right value from the right source that is going to get tangible, actionable results from day one, and not have people scrambling around chasing the next shiny penny, trying to spend hours learning what's right and what's not. We want to be the source to give that to people. So that's our mission, is share that value and give people the tools and the help they need to truly make the 6 and 7 figure per year marks.
Mm, absolutely. You got like a website too?
Yeah. So right now we've got pivotalhype.com. That's going to be evolving drastically over the course of March as we start launching different services in different niches. But yeah, we've got a lot coming up and I'm really excited to be sharing this journey with you and to make sure that, you know, we help each other grow, because we do have some alignment in different industries. And I think, you know, there's nothing better than the collaboration aspect. That's one of the biggest things that helped me grow my brand on social media. And it's also one of the biggest things that help businesses take things to the next level, is understanding your strengths, but finding people that compensate for your weaknesses and partnering with them to help grow.
Dude, that's so true. Now, I've definitely learned that a lot over the past just 1 to 2 years, just the collaborations. I mean, there's definitely, you know, you learn from some. Unfortunately, you know, not everybody is in it with the same vision. And you can kind of see through it. It's funny, we had a scenario happen to that with us like last fall, kind of screwed us over a little bit, but that's, you know, we learned, we grew from that. And, you know, it goes to show, like, you know, you really, once you have the same vision as somebody and once you guys can come together, oh my gosh, like things can really push higher and higher. And likewise, brother, I'm excited to be doing some things together. You know, I know we both have a lot in common. Of course, within the real estate side of things, I know there's plenty of things, you know, just for myself to learn, and, you know, even for yourself, I'm sure, you know, with the millennial generation, there's definitely things here you know, I can share with you too. So I'm definitely excited for that. I just, you know, opened up your Instagram page really quick. It's funny, you know, sometimes I think about this, you know, you have really great content, Mike. Like, you can tell it's, is this taken on an iPhone or is this a professional camera?
Yeah. So, you know, leading up to 2019, everything was basically iPhone. And that's, you know, I tell people that's where you have to start, is don't overcomplicate it. Just use the tool that's in the palm of your hand and get started. I broke over 10,000 people organically by using my iPhone and just posting day in and day out. But now that I realize that, you know, I have to take my brand to a new level, everything is done professionally by a professional photographer that I partner with.
Heck yeah, man. I'm not surprised. I looked at a couple of these photos. I'm like, man, my dude, I can see your pores on your skin, Mike.
Yeah, man. We're leveling up and I'm really excited to again show the difference quality can make when you invest in yourself.
That's so true. I think that's a really great lesson just for anyone too. I mean, like you said, I mean, starting out, it doesn't have to be perfect. I feel like perfectionism definitely holds a lot of people back, but you know, you get the budget for it. You have the budget for it. Then, you know, it's definitely time to level it up, invest. I remember starting out the podcast. I mean, I didn't have a mic. I didn't have a webcam. I didn't even have a pop filter, and I literally just used, you know, the FaceTime camera from the Mac. And just really flowed with it. And then I had people say, hey, Nate, your audio, you know, it kind of sounds like it's from the, you know, 2000s. And I'm like, okay, it's time to upgrade. You know, we got to get that Yeti mic on point. But there's definitely, you know, a time and a place to upgrade. And I agree, the quality is definitely great, especially over quantity. But yeah, brother, I guess before we head, where would you like, you know, the audience to follow you at? What's your social handles, like your Instagram and your Facebook and things like that?
Definitely, man. Again, thanks so much for the opportunity. For people who, you know, want to follow me on Instagram, if you look up Mike Sherrard, I'm sure you'll find me. But right now it's Mike_Sherrard. On Facebook, you'll see The Purple Realtor, anything like that. And never hesitate to reach out. I'm always answering every single message, every single comment, everything that I can do to help anyone that's within the audience. I truly appreciate it and appreciate the support from each and every one of you. So again, follow my YouTube channel. If you, again, just look up my name, Mike Sherrard, I'm sure I'll be there. And really happy to have anyone that comes off this podcast to join the movement and watch the journey unfold.
Hey, absolutely, brother. And before we head out, typically I have people end with, you know, the message of the day, but I want you to share one little thing, one little hack. Maybe it's one little tip or trick that you might use, whether it's on Instagram, maybe it's on social media, maybe it's just something in life. What is one little thing that, you know, a viewer or a listener is watching and listening to this right now that they can apply instantly within their life to see some type of change?
Yeah, man, this could be an interesting one. You know, I haven't spoken about this yet to anybody, but it's something that I think could help any single agent or entrepreneur, is if you go to your biggest competitor's Facebook page, or you go to any Facebook page of someone that's in your industry, and you look on the left-hand side and you go down and look under info and ads, what that's going to do is that's going to show you the ads that that page is running. So if you're a real estate agent in Calgary, Alberta, like I am, if you want to see what ads the number one agent in your city is running to get leads, you can go steal every single ad that they're running and put your own flavor on it, put a better picture, put better copy, put it, make it, enhance it, and make it yours. But regardless of what industry you're in, whether you're an entrepreneur or a realtor, go to the Facebook page, go under info and ads, find out what's working for the top dogs, recreate it, make it your own, make some money.
There you go. Mike Sherrard, ladies and gentlemen, talk about real and authentic. I'm surprised you share that one with everyone, brother. I love it, man. As always, truly appreciate your time. Appreciate the value that you dropped and the bombs. But hey, brother, we'll talk soon, okay?
You bet. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it as always, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram at NateTheGreat. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.